You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Easy access to outdoor recreation is a major reason why so many people live and play here in Idaho. One major source of that recreation, our rivers. And in order to ensure that our rivers stay healthy, there needs to be data about water quality. This is where Idaho Business for the Outdoors comes in. This is a newer organization that brings a united business voice to supporting our state's outdoors and public lands. And in September, in order to bring more awareness to our rivers, renowned swimmer and water quality advocate Christopher Swain will be swimming the entire Boise River. He will start in the Sawtooth Wilderness and he will end his swim in Parma. This is where the Boise River meets up with the Snake River. Christopher is joining me live in studio along with Heather Dermott. She is the executive director of the Idaho Business for the Outdoors. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Gemma.
Thank you.
So, Heather, I want to start with you because this is, as I said, a newer organization. So tell me a little bit about the organization itself.
Yeah, we live in such an amazing state in terms of the outdoor assets, and we all come together and live and work here because of those outdoors, and we realized there was a missing voice, and that was the business voice, mm-hmm. in terms of stakeholders and beneficiaries of our public lands and outdoors. And we really saw that voice as one that we really wanted to promote and get out there, because I think when we look at beneficiaries, we often think of individuals and nonprofits, but our businesses and industries, their livelihoods depend on the quality of our outdoors, and the ability to attract workers to Idaho and to retain them depends on quality outdoors.
And that's what I was going to say, is if we look at it that in a broader perspective, that has to be a selling point for an industry or a business who maybe is looking to expand or bring people into Idaho. If you can show them our great outdoors, that attracts people here.
Absolutely. And I think it's one of those assets that sometimes we take for granted. We certainly, you know, we see the health industry using pictures of the outdoors to market, you know, Boise and Idaho to people. But in terms of valuing it as an asset, I think that is really important, and we need to elevate and be aware of it as an asset.
And Christopher, I want to bring you into the conversation because you are no stranger to swimming our country's rivers. I was reading on your website, I mean, you've swum the entire length of the Columbia, the Hudson, the Mohawk, the Charles, the Mystic, and the East Rivers, just to name a few, because you've swum lakes as well.
Mm-hmm.
So why do something to this extreme in order to, you know, get your message across?
I think when you're looking at clean water, it can very quickly sound like science class and you can lose your audience.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a swimmer. So I was a kid who loved the water, never swam competitively, but I love to be in it. So I think if I'm going to advocate for fishable, swimmable, drinkable water, then one of the ways to do that is to get in there, to use and enjoy the resource. So that was part of it. The other part was, very often I'm in areas where people can say, well, you weren't born here. You don't live in this town. You're not, you know, that whole thing. I can get around all that if I swim the entire length of a waterway. Mm. If I swim through someone's sewage discharge from their city, that gives me a place at the table to talk about raw sewage in the river, and nobody objects that. Well, you were in there. I guess you can talk to us.
We're not getting in it. But
right. But it gives you that river cred, maybe,
that
lets you get in on that. And I think also it's America, and the way this culture works, nothing really changes until someone puts themselves on the line.
Mm.
So if I'm willing to risk my life, risk my health, for whatever reason, that creates a platform. And you could argue in some way I'm on your show right now because I'm proposing doing this 150-mile swim that's going to endanger me in different ways.
Mm-hmm.
So that lets me create a platform where I can do the advocacy.
And when you talk about, I mean, things that you've run into while swimming, I mean, you are not making up things like raw sewage. Yet at the same time, before you came on the air, you were telling me that where the Columbia River starts, the source of it, that water is actually drinkable.
Right. And the same is true of the Boise River. If you go far enough up into the Sawtooth Mountains to the highest source of the Boise, like if you went to Spangle Lake, you can drink that. And I think that's important to remember. You know, 500 years ago, all these rivers in the Columbia watershed mm-hmm. were fishable. They were drinkable. They were swimmable. And they were safe for doing those things every single day. And the story of progress in America is in some way the story of how at different points in time we treated our waterways like sewers and like dumpsters and
right.
the rest of it, and they fueled industry and the rest of it. And without getting into the blame game or getting stuck there, as we move forward in history, as our values change, mm-hmm. different things seem appealing. Right now, we seem to be at a time in history where people are like, wait a second. You know, when I see a river, I don't necessarily see a place that I want to dump things. I want clean water. I want to use and enjoy this in different ways. For instance, my kids think it's insane that you would dump sewage, trash, right. industrial waste into a waterway. What, that's the grown-up plan?
Right, right, exactly. So, Heather, going back to your organization, I mean, yes, we can say this is a little gimmicky to bring someone in to swim the river, but it gets attention. And is it also about just looking at the places that might need some improvement along the Boise River as well?
Yeah, I definitely want to highlight, you know, both the benefits of the rivers, but also the challenges. Mm-hmm. And I see this as a story as much about water and rivers as it is about livelihoods, right? And that's where businesses and people are able to live and work here because this land sustains us. But that, again, gives us an opportunity to look at our role as stewards of this land, right. and connecting those rural and urban and rural communities that are both, you know, connected by this lifeline of water.
I'm speaking with swimmer and water quality advocate Christopher Swain, along with Heather Derman, executive director of Idaho Business for the Outdoors. So, Christopher, you're planning right now. That's why you're in town. You will do the swim in September.
Right. August and September, it's going to go across the two.
So. How many? Because you said 150 miles.
Yeah. So because of the wilderness sections and some of the trickier parts, we're going to actually be a pack horses to get to the start, for example. We're leaving ourselves more time than we probably need. So we allotted 4 or 5 weeks from early to mid-August to mid-September. And that just allows for the fact that no one's ever done this, right? And mm-hmm. we don't know where we're going to run into. Also, it's not a record attempt on time. The goal is to put the river in the public eye and to share the uh-huh. story of it, the whole sweep of the waterway from the mountains all the way down to the Snake River. Because one of the goals here, right, is to share the Boise River with a national audience, right. make the river more friends. And then in cooperation with Idaho Business Outdoors, what we want to do is expand the conversation, bring everyone to the table, industry, education, municipalities, agencies, nonprofits, all corporations, foundations, everybody, to talk about, since we have this shared affection for the Boise River, what do we want? What's it going to take so that it is swimmable, fishable, and swimmable? And when people mm-hmm. tell me it's not realistic, like, what are you talking about? Come on. I say, look, you know, we're the same people who built the iPhone and a space shuttle.
Right.
We ought to be able to figure this out. And really, there is the will, because we do all love the water. I mean, people are living in the Northwest because they love right. the land. They love this, the waters.
Well, I have to tell you, I mean, you know, we are lucky enough that our building right here, we are right on the Boise River on the Greenbelt. And in all the years I have lived here, I never take it for granted, in the sense that, first off, we have a river running through the middle of a downtown core. We have a Greenbelt. You can be on the Greenbelt and see someone fly fishing in the middle of a major metropolitan area. And is that kind of part of the message as well, Christopher, is what the potential is there when you have a resource like that?
Yeah, that's definitely part of it. And also, even the basics as part of it, the ownership piece, like, who owns the Boise River? Mm. It belongs to the people of Idaho and, to a large extent, the people of the United States. But that's your river. And you would no more let somebody come into your house, go into your bathroom and dump a bunch of trash and waste into your bathtub, right?
Then, right.
Right. So the sum of it is realizing, wait a second, this belongs to us, and we can share our hopes for it. We can dream a different dream for this. And what it's going to come down to in the end is there the will, and do people want to do the hard work? And the great thing about the Northwest and a great thing about Idaho is there is massive reservoir of will, and nobody's going to outwork the Idahoans. So it's possible. Mm-hmm. So for me, as an advocate, why come here? Why do this? Yes, I made that promise when I finished swimming the Columbia that I'd do what I could to help. But also, it could work here. Idaho has a chance to lead the way and do something amazing, to turn the Boise River into a jewel, to do it as this wild project-based education project, mm-hmm. to create a massive fan base for the river, and for that to be a national model of how we could protect a resource. I really see Idaho could lead the way, and it's one of the best-kept secrets, you know, about this
state. It's still not as much of a secret as it used to be, but it's,
but I mean, how many people know there's like 9.3 million acres of roadless wilderness and 107,000 miles of rivers? I mean, that you're second only to Alaska in these places. Like, that should be celebrated.
Mm-hmm.
And I get it, because I lived in Oregon. It was like, hey, come to Oregon. Well, welcome. Now go home. Like,
right.
That's a part of it. But the other part of it is when people come here to use and enjoy and appreciate these places, they are going to get involved in advocating and protecting them. They're your natural allies. You could get thousands and millions of people who want to protect this, and it's worth protecting. It's a national treasure, the natural environment right. pieces of Idaho. So,
and that's part of it, Heather, right? Is that conservation aspect of it.
And also just recognizing, you know, with that asset, our outdoor recreation creates $7.8 billion in consumer spending.
Right.
So there's economic dollars. It's about love, obviously, and our hopes and dreams for the river. But there are livelihoods here.
Financial bottom
well.
Lines, honestly.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's how, again, I think when we recognize those economic value of our outdoors, we're also able to be better advocates for that economic mm-hmm. value.
And very quickly, before I wrap things up, Christopher, you're going to have a whole social media component mm-hmm. while you're doing this as well, so people can follow along, correct?
Right. They can follow along. And if they want more information at this moment, as we begin the effort, they could go to idahobo.org and look at the Idaho Business Outdoors information that's up there. And because I'm not going to be able to meet everybody in the watershed on my way down and ask them what their hopes are
right.
for the river, we're saying, hey, tweet out your hopes or post your hopes with Boise River Hopes as a hashtag, and then we'll find them and we can help share those with the world.
Good luck to you on the swim.
Thank you. Well, you got to come down to the river when it come through Boise.
You know what? I'll come right here. When you're right outside here, I'll be standing on the
green
belt.
Get your microphone and get
right,
down there.
Right, we'll get down there. I'm not coming to the sawtooths.
Yeah, or you can follow. Tube along.
I can, yes. Well, see, everyone will tube along with you while you're swimming. I want to thank both of you for coming in today. My guest today, swimmer and water quality advocate Christopher Swain and Heather Dermott, Executive Director of Idaho Business for the Outdoors. I'm Gemma Gaudette. You're listening to Idaho Matters. Mm-hmm.